Chapter 3. A New Promise. After the flood, Noah lived for many years. Gradually the earth again became populated with men, but as they increased, they once more became sinful and rebellious toward God. They began to make idols to worship instead of God, and after a few hundred years, the world had again fallen into darkness and was full of sin. Then once more, God began to send warnings through prophets that he would punish sinful men again. These prophets who brought God's message to repent were hated and persecuted, and not a few were murdered. But God, who loves men, continued to send these prophets to the world, generation after generation. These are the words of the prophet and poet Isaiah, who lived about 760 to 698 BC. He was persecuted and finally martyred by being sawn in half. The vision that Isaiah son of Amoz saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Why continue in evil? Hear, O heavens! Listen, O earth! For the Lord has spoken, I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but men do not know, my people do not understand. A sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord, they have spurned the holy God, and turned their backs on him. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured, your whole heart afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong, learn to do right. Seek justice, encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine. They have harps and lyres at their banquets, tambourines and flutes and wine, but they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of his hands. Woe to those who say, "Let God hurry, let him hasten his work, so we may see it. Let it approach, let the plan of the holy God come, so we may know it." Woe to the wicked. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who call black, white, and white, black, who call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who acquit the guilty for a bribe, but deny justice to the innocent. The Lord says, woe to the haughty women walking along with outstretched necks, flirting with their eyes, tripping along with mincing steps. In the day of his judgment, the Lord will snatch away their finery, the bangles and headbands and necklaces, the earrings and bracelets and veils, the headdresses and sashes, the perfume bottles and charms, the signet rings and nose rings, the fine robes and the capes and cloaks, the purses and mirrors, and the linen garments and tiaras and shawls. Instead of fragrance there will be a stench, instead of a sash, a rope, instead of well-dressed hair, baldness, instead of fine clothing, rags, instead of beauty, shame. Woe to the wicked! Disaster is upon them. They will be paid back for what their hands have done. As tongues of fire lick up the straw, and as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay, and their flowers blow away like dust, for they have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty, and spurned the word of the Holy God. Therefore hell enlarges its appetite, and opens its mouth without limit, into it descend their nobles and their masses, all their brawlers and revelers together. The God of heaven says, men will go out and look at the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me, their worms will not die, nor will their fire be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. The Eternal God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away, like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy God. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these. He who brings out the starry host one by one, and calls them each by name. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He will not grow faint or weary, who can fathom his understanding? He gives strength to the weary, and hope to those who are downcast. Worthless idols. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind, they are ignorant, to their own shame. Who shapes a god and casts an idol, which can profit him nothing? He and his kind will be put to shame, craftsmen are nothing but men. Let them all come together and take their stand, they will be brought down to terror and infamy. The blacksmith takes a tool and works with it in the coals, he shapes an idol with hammers, he forges it with the might of his arm. He gets hungry and loses his strength, he drinks no water and grows faint. The carpenter measures with a line and makes an outline with a pencil, he roughs it out with chisels and marks it with a compass. He shapes it in the form of man in all his glory, that it may dwell in a shrine. It is a man's fuel for burning, some of it he takes and warms himself, he kindles a fire and bakes bread. But he also fashions a god and worships it, he makes an idol and bows down to it. Half of the wood he burns in the fire, over it he prepares his meal, he roasts his meat and eats his fill. He also warms himself and says, "Ah! I am warm, I see the fire." From the rest he makes a god, his idol, he bows down to it and worships. He prays to it and says, "Save me, you are my God." They know nothing, they understand nothing, their eyes are plastered over so they cannot see, and their minds closed so they cannot understand. No one stops to think, no one has the knowledge or understanding to say, "Half of it I used for fuel, I even baked bread over its coals, I roasted meat, and I ate. Shall I make an abomination from what is left? Shall I bow down to a block of wood?" He feeds on ashes, a deluded heart misleads him, he cannot save himself, or say, "Is not this thing I cling to a lie?" God's comfort. I am the Lord, and there is no other, apart from me there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting men may know there is none besides me. I am God, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness, I bring prosperity and create disaster, I, the Lord, do all these things. It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. My own hands stretched out the heavens, I marshaled their starry hosts. Listen to me, my people, pay attention to what I say. My word will go forth, my justice will be a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily, my salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the world. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my power. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath, the heavens will vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever, my righteousness will never fail. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have my law in your hearts. Do not fear the reproach of men, or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, the worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal men, the sons of men, who are but grass, that you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, that you live in constant terror every day, because of the wrath of the oppressor, who is bent on destruction? The resurrection morning. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way, say to those with fearful hearts, "Be strong, do not fear, your God will come, he will come with vengeance, with divine retribution he will come to save you." The desert and the parched land will be glad, the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom, it will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. and your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. You who lie in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning, the earth will give birth to her dead. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground, bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there, it will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it, it will be for those who walk in God's way, wicked fools will not go about on it. But only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter God's city with singing, everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.